Mishnayis Masechta Shabbos Perek Yud Gimel is learned the Lonishmas Torah Elke Baser Reb Shneur Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achron Shel Pesach Hayalofim Tov Shinayin. Mishnayis is learned the Lonishmas Tehei Nishmas Tzurur Rebetir Tzurur Achayim. Mishnah Aleph Rabbi Lezer says Oyrek Shloi Shochutim Batchila, one who begins the weaving process and he weaves three strands, he's liable. And if he weaves even one strand to those that have been already woven, then he would be chayv. The sages say, whether it's the beginning of the weaving, whether he completes the weaving, the amount that you would be liable would be for two strands. And if it's one strand, then you would be exempt. Says the Bartenura, Rabbi Lezer, if he weaves three strands in the beginning, im zu tchilas arigosa shel beged, if this is the beginning of the weaving of this garment, in a chayiv he would not be liable at sheyareg milchutim, unless he weaves three strands. Im hoisiv hu al ha'orig, and if he adds to a woven garment shiure to the weaving shiure ba'achas, then the measure is one strand. The mitzvah im ashar, because that combines with the rest. Vein aloche ki Rabbi Lezer, aloche is not like Rabbi Lezer, but like the Chachamim say, that he takes two strands in any event to be liable for weaving. Mishnah Beis, one who makes two houses, to pull the long strings, binirim, or if he pulls them through the nirim, which are made for this, or bikiris. If he doesn't have the nirim, so he pulls the strands through a small kind of item, it's called the kiris. There's different kinds of with the weaving. Or binafa, or he pulls them through a sift, it has little holes, so he uses that as a place to pull them through. Or bikvara, it's a thick kind of a sift. Ubisal, or through a basket, chayiv, he'd be liable. Just it's part of the weaving process, but he uses other things to substitute for the botinirim. Vatevesh teitfiris, one who sows two sows. Vakarei amanas litvesh teitfiris, or one who rips in order that on that spot he should be able to sew two sows, two stitches. And he would not be able to sew these two stitches until he first tears out the other one, so then he would be liable for sowing. Says the Bartanura, Shtei Batinirim, one who makes two Batinirim, Shenosan Shnechutim Shel Shesi, that he puts the two strands that go on the vertical or horizontal, Binir Shekoyim, so he puts them in the near, they stretch out the strands, and then you put in Binirim. Mefarish B'shas, the Gemara explains Shemarkiv Shnei Pa'omim Kol Chut Shal Shesi Binir, that he rides the two times each of the horizontal strands in the Nir, and on the third time he rides them on the strand which is riding on the stick. This is again in the process of weaving. Bikiris, that's Yiriya Ruga Mesiv Shel Dekel. That's a panel that has been woven from the, made out of the sieve of the palm tree. Mishneh Gimel, Hakoreya Bechamosi, if somebody rips an item because he's angry, Valmesei, or he rips his garments because of his pain about a person who died in the family. And this is outside of those who he needs to do the kriya. We're talking about just out of pain, he rips the garments. Cholam akalkalin, and all those that ruin, p'turim, they are exempt. Cholam akalkalin nas l'sakim, the one who ruins, but on the idea to correct, and there is no way that he can do the correction unless he ruins it first. Shiuri kim esakin, so the amount, that you'd be liable for is like the amount that you would need for when the you fix it. Bartonura gimel akarei al meisoi. That is b'meisshein achayv dekroyolov. We're talking about a person who died who he is not obligated to render his garment from him to do kriya. Who daven mekalkel. In that case, that is considered to be a ruining upoter, and he is exempt for Shabbos for that kind of ripping. Aval al meisshein achayv dekroyolov. But for a person who died who he is obligated to rip for him. Mesakin who that he would be considering correcting, b'chayiv and he would be liable. Ubehemtoy v'chol amekalkelin peturin. Ubechamosoy when he goes angry v'chol amekalkelin peturin. So the Gemara, the Rabbah Nuri says, Homas nisin this Mishnah ad chiyelo has been pushed away. V'alocha the law is shakereya v'chamosoy that one who rips because he's angry chayiv he would be liable for a chatas. Although with regards to the garment he is ruining, but but he's still considered fixing with regards to his inclination. He gets out his anger that way. And his mind relaxes like that. So it is a relaxation and it's not called mekalkel as far as the person is, because it does good effect for him, and that's why he would be chayv. Mishnah Dalet, Shiur Amalabin, how large that the garment that he washes need to be in order to be liable for washing it. V'hamenapitz, what is the amount that you comb out that it should be chayiv. V'atzeveya, and when you dye the garment, how big does the garment have to dye, to have to be in order to be liable for dyeing. V'atzeveya, how large does the thread that he spins need to be for the being liable for spinning? Kimloi reichav asit kofu, as it is the distance double of the thumb of the from the pinky, two times that distance. Va'erek shnei chutim, one who weaves two strands shiurim. The amount of the width of the garment is kimole asit, is as the distance from one finger to the other. Says the Bartanura, Hamalabin, one who whitens as satsemer the wool, Vamenapse, or he combs it, Vatsoive, or he dyes it, Vatsoive, or he spins it, Mimen of it, Shein kulonavus melochis, they are all main categories of work, Shiur on the amount is kideshi yitve moise atsemer, so that he should be able to weave from that wool, chut aruch, a long strand, kimeloi reichev, like the distance, the amount of the width, hasit kof, a double sit. Basit, how much is the sit itself? Kidei hefsek, that is the difference, sheyesh bin amo le'etzba. I said before between the thumb and the pinky, but it's actually the amo to the index finger. Kol ma sheyuchel odom la'archivoy. All that a person can widen, stretch it out. Ukishir ha'reva chazer shnei pamim. Twice this distance, hu hasit kofel. That means a double sit. The distance between the thumb and the etzba one time is also like the width of a double sit. Because that has double that. The amount that is between the amo and the etzba, that's between the two other fingers, this is double than that. I have to fix this, what I said, the seat in the top, and before, when it says the seat is the distance that between the amo and the etzba, I think I said between the agudel and the etzba, but the amo and the etzba, that's the two fingers next to the thumb, between the amo and the etzba, kol ma sheyuchel odom l'archivoy, as much as a person can make it wide, Ukishira Reva Chazesh Neipamim, twice that shir is a sit kofel. And he says that the Revach Shem Ben Gudul Etzba, if you want to measure between the thumb and the Etzba Pam Echad, that equals also Kemole Rechasit Kofel, because between the Gudul and the Etzba is two times that is between the Amma and the Etzba. So the Amma is the middle finger, the Etzba is the next finger next to the thumb, which is the Gudul. Okay. Ha'erek Shnei Chutim, says the Bartanura, one who weaves two strands, Shi'uron Berechav HaBeged, what is the amount and the width of the garment? Is Kimloi Hasit, that has to be like the size of the seat. She'afa Pisha Le'orgon Alpnei Kol Rechav HaBeged Chayev, although he hasn't woven for the whole width of the garment, only the area that is Meloi Hasit, he would be Chayev. Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzod Tzipar Limigdol, one who captures a bird and he brings it into the migdol, into the closet or into a cage, or utzvi, that he captures a deer and he brings it labayis, he brings it into the house, chayiv, he's liable. The chachamim say, tzipar limigdol, a bird you would not be chayiv unless you bring it into the cage, but utzvi, but when you capture a deer, labayis ulechotzer ule bibrin, either in the house or to the yard, or in a bibrin, which is a place which has walls, you're also chayiv. That's still considered to be captured. You don't only have to bring it into the bayis to be liable for it. And also the chaser, the bibrin will suffice. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lo yikol abiborim shavim. Not all the biborim, just the fact that it's a closed-in area, are not equal. Zaklal, this is the rule. If the bibor is large so that you need to go capture him inside the bibor, if you brought him in from the street and you brought him to the bibor potter, then you're exempt, because that's not called that you captured it, because you still got to go capture again. But if the bibor is small, that in the bivar itself you don't need to go capture him a second time because he's already captured, therefore if you bring him from the street into there, into the bivar, you would be chayv. Says the Bartanura, Hatzod Tziper, one who captures a bird, Achichnisu Lemigdol, until he brings him into the closet or migdol, into the a tower made like of a structure, it's a closet of freestanding piece of furniture which is shaped like a migdol. Shalates, made out of wood. An armarayu belas. So then chayiv, he would be liable. Shezui tzidosei, for this is capturing. But if you just brought him to the house, ein nitza bekach, he's not captured by doing that. Utzvi, but a deer, nitzad, he is considered captured, mishich nisa labayis, once he brings him into the house, v'nol b'fonav, and he locks before him, avali mishnisa legina, but if he brings him into the garden, oy lechotzer, or to a yard, ein zut seida, that's not called captured. Ule biborin, biborin is karfifis, those are areas, open areas, amukof b'chayma, large area, but they're surrounded with a wall, shemachnis shemachayis, you bring in their animals, nishmorim shom, their garden over there. So in either of these cases, he says you would be chayiv. Rav Shimon says not all bibarim are equal. Kol amechuser tzeida, if you're still lacking capturing, shekosu letofsi shom, it's difficult to capture him over there. Kegon shein magia loy b'shchiachas, that he won't reach it with one jump. Sheshoicha letofsi, that he, or one bend, that he bends to grab it. If you can't do that, that's called mechuser tzeida. V'aloche k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The aloche lemengs Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because he's not actually arguing the mefarish lemil sayud rabbanon. He explaining what the chachamim are saying, that when would a biber be chayiv when it's not mechuser tzeida, but if it's mechuser tzeida and it's not captured, then you're not chayiv. Mishnah Vav. Tzvi shenichnas labayis, a deer who went into a house, and one person locks the door in front of it, so that he can't go out, then he is liable. No lushnaim, if two people lock the door, peturim, they'll be exempt, because two people that do a job together are exempt. If one was not able to lock it, and the two locked it, then chayavim, then they're liable. But Rav Shimon says that they are exempt. Says the Bar Tanura, Tzvi shenichnas, a deer that enters me'elav on his own lebayis to the house, v'no'al echad b'fonov, and one locks in front of him, zuhi tzidosi, that is the capturing, and that's why he'd be liable. No lushnaim p'turim, if the two of them locks it together, they'd be exempt, d'ava lushnaim shosu, because then it's like two people doing a malacha together and you're pater. Lo yochal echad linoel, if one person is not able to lock it, and then the dollar shnaim, and then two people locked it, then the chayavim, Rav Shimon poter. We're talking about that the usual way is to lock it with two people. So each one has a malacha here. The belavi yu loyim is avdu, because without him, it would not have been done. But Rav Shimon poter, Rav Shimon exempts. Vein alocha ki Rav Shimon, alocha is not like Rav Shimon. Mishnah Zayin, Yoshav Echad ala Pesach, if one person was sitting by the entrance, by the door, when the deer is in the house, v'loim v'lo'u, and he didn't fill the doorway, so that means that the deer was still able to get out. V'yoshav Hasheni, then the other one sat down next to the first one, umiluhu, and now he filled the doorway, so now that the deer cannot go out, so that means that the deer has been captured now through the second person, therefore Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is liable. Yoshav Rishna al Pesach miluhu, the first one sat at the door and he filled the, and therefore the deer has already been captured, the bosh, the second one came next to him of the first one, although afterwards the first one got up and he left. So now, who is keeping now the deer? It's through the second person. Nevertheless, Rishon Chayiv, the first one is liable. Vasheni Potter, the second one is Potter. Holamazadema, what can this be compared to? The Noel is basically Shemre, one who locks the door of his house to keep it, so that they should not steal in there. And then there is already a deer in the house from long before. And it turns out that the deer is being guarded in the house by itself. So that would be obvious that he's not liable, because same thing here, when the deer has already been captured through the first one and the other one is just watching, he shouldn't go out, then the second one will not be liable. Bar Tanura, Hasheni Chayiv, when the second one fills it, the first one didn't fill it, the second one is Chayiv, Shuhut Sodei, so he says the Bar Tanura, because he's the one that's capturing. But if the first one filled it and then the second one sit next to me, even though the first one up, the second one will not be chayiv, because holamazet doima, what would it be compared to? Ma'achash nitzadadei rishon, since he was already captured through the first one, we can compare this lenoyles beisul l'shamrei, to one who locks his door to guard it and not to capture v'nimtzot tzvi, and it turns out that a deer shu nitzot kvar that has already been captured, shomer b'seich, is being guarded it. Kachze, likewise this too. Same thing is with this guy. Even though the first guy get up, it's only as guarding it. To a deer that he had it from the day before. And the second one is exempt. And the Bar Tanura adds, when it says potur, doesn't mean chayiv. It actually means potter or mutter, it's impermissible to do so. This concludes the 13th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.